back here with Work Insanity, workinsanity.com. Hope y'all are doing great. I wanted to talk today about rejection. You know, that awful word that even saying it sometimes makes you kind of feel woozy in your stomach. Now, we've all been rejected many times. That's just part of life. But sometimes there's just something that hits you all wrong, and you take it really hard. You know what I'm talking about. You've had lots of rejection. The girl you wanted to go out with turned you down. You thought life was over. You were in junior high school, probably. Or the guy that you just really liked. Or the job you really wanted, you got rejected. But then the next best thing came along. And I was hit with this last night. I entered a contest, and I didn't win. And not that that's such an awful thing, but for some reason, it really, really hit me hard. And I think part of it is, a couple years ago, I lost a job, and it was kind of by mutual understanding. I was kind of burnt out and was not happy with the company, and they stopped giving me what I needed to do my job, and then they turned and said it was all my fault, and, you know, it was one of those things. And so it was by mutual design that the job ended. But a while later, I realized that I was really hurting from what I felt like was rejection. And it was a sales job, and I'd taken a lot of rejection in that job, a lot of rejection. But at the last few months that I'd had really bad leads and really just couldn't seem to make headway with anybody, and I really like my customers. I really enjoy them. I get a lot of payoff from them, not just in a sale, but in talking with them and helping them see other ways of doing things and helping employees, is what I was selling, something related to employees. And it just really hit me. But it wasn't until maybe 6 months after the job was over that it hit me, because I always felt like it was mutual design. I had decided, and I felt rejected. And it took me quite a while. Actually, for the last couple of years, it really, everything I even got close to that I might be rejected, I just, you know, thought twice about even signing up for anything or considering anything. And so when this happened last night, again, it was quite a surprise that I took it a bit hard. But I realized that when I came home and I started to think about it, that I had put myself by design in a place that wasn't really a good match for me anyway. So why would I be upset about rejection when it didn't really matter? It wasn't important. And all of those factors, it still hurt me, and it felt kind of raw. And but I have recovered, but I wanted to talk about it tonight, because I just feel like sometimes we do that. We get rejected, but so much of it is because we've put ourselves in a place that isn't right for us, or isn't the right venue, not the right people, not the right whatever, depending on what the rejection is about. And I think that when you can realize that again, the power of failing at something or losing something is so much greater than what it appears to be at the moment that it happens. At the moment that you have lost something you thought was important to you, a job, a date, you know, whatever it may be, that you wanted or you thought you wanted. But when you can actually step back and look at it and see, and not justifying, oh, well, I didn't really want it anyway. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I felt rejected, but I realized that I was probably always going to feel rejected if I kept putting myself in that particular place, because it wasn't a good match. It wasn't a good... I was hanging around some people that were not like me and probably would never understand me, because I stand up for being unique and standing alone and being different. And some groups of people are very staid in their thinking, and they follow the company line, or they look at the corporate image, or they, you know, they it has to fit in that realm, or you're not a fit and you won't ever be selected. And it didn't matter how funny I was, or how good I was, or how me I was, which I think, you know, is one of my big things with showing people, how do you stand up and be yourself? Well, sometimes you have to take some hits to do that. And sometimes you have to be aware of where you put yourself, that you're constantly going to fail. And you might have heard me say this before. I say I spent 20 years in corporate America in the principal's office. And the reason I say that is because it was the same thing. I was very good at what I did, and yet because I was unique and didn't do things the way I was supposed to, and I stood up and spoke my mind, those were all chinks in my armor that kept me from ever succeeding with those particular people. And so I always felt bad about myself, because I was there in a situation that wasn't ever going to be a good fit for me. But it wasn't their fault. You know, I have to take responsibility for that. And I didn't understand it at the time. I think probably because I'd spent my whole life in that situation, which is why it's important for me to help others see their uniqueness and stand out instead of hiding or pretending to be someone they're not, which is what I did. And last night was a reminder of that same thing, where I actually put myself in that same place where I probably wasn't ever going to fit in, and I probably wasn't ever going to be selected, and I probably set myself up to fail. And so I'm honored that I failed this morning when I got up and looked at it and said, you know, this is silly, because now you have choices to make about the future. And your choices need to be based on, where do you put yourself? How do you place yourself and your talent in places where it will be recognized for what it is and not for what it's not? And I just wanted to bring this up today because I think it's important that we all do this, and we do it, you know, and I say often, we're all prostitutes for something. You know, you may not be a prostitute for sex, but, you know, we sell ourselves for a job, for income, for a lot of things that we may not agree with. And it doesn't hurt the other people. It doesn't hurt anybody but us. And when we make a decision to do those kind of things, we're only hurting ourselves. So it's okay to put yourself out there and ask for money and all those kind of things, but only if you're being true to yourself, and only if you're putting yourself in places where you can actually hear the message that's being delivered, whether it's good or bad. You have to be able to hear it. You know, I could have come home and said, well, those people are stupid and they don't know what they're doing and they, you know, it's all their fault and so on and so on. And instead of, you know, looking at the situation as being something I can make better. And, you know, this is one of the things that I say. Actually, one of the taglines in my email is that the real winners in life are people who look at every situation with an expectation that they can make it work or make it better. And so from a personal standpoint, every situation that I don't succeed in, or even when I do succeed, I look and see what can I do to make it better and what can I do to make it work. Now, I've gone to the extreme where sometimes, in error, I have tried to make things work that were never going to work. And that's why I was pretty happy this morning, because I was thinking, wow, I finally realized that I can immediately see when I need to shift and move on. I can immediately see when I fail what my piece of it was. And I think that's important, that I or you need to see that that there are places that we put ourselves for lessons that we need to learn. And, you know, the saying is that you keep getting presented with the same lesson over and over again until which time you really get it. So maybe this morning was my aha moment that I finally got it, that I finally realized that, you know, there's a way that I can learn from this, and there's a way that that I can help others learn from this, because we do put ourselves in places that don't work for us. And if you're a unique person and you stand up for yourself, you're not going to fit in a lot of places. And instead of making yourself miserable or feeling unwanted or rejected, you know, maybe you need to feel that once or twice before you get the wake-up call that it took me 20 years to realize that I was never going to be a fit. And yet, here I am again, realizing that I've kind of put myself back in a similar situation where people have certain expectations of people, and if you don't fit that norm, then you're not a fit. And hooray! That's a good thing today for me. That's a good thing to recognize that I'm not a fit. Because that was what my mother wanted for me, or my father wanted for me, was to fit in. And, you know, this is a thing I deal with all the time, is in our society, we have a need to fit in. We have a need to be liked by other people. It's part of our survival mechanism. We need others to help us survive. And I think that today, it's important to realize that it's okay to hear the message from these people. It's okay. But, you know, that they disagree with you or dislike you or you know, whatever the scenario is. I'm obviously speaking in generalities here. But you probably know of a situation that you've run across where you didn't fit in and you wanted so badly to win the people over, even though when you actually won, what was it going to get you? You know, that's kind of the feeling, well, what was I going to get? Because if I won, was I really going to get what I needed to further myself along? Or was I just fulfilling a need for them? And that's the issue, again, that we look at together to see who are the people you can listen to? Who are the people? Seek them out. Seek out the people who are going to help you along. Seek out the people who help toot your horn for you. And seek out the people who will give you really good constructive criticism. Because I've watched people, when you don't fit in, they never give good constructive criticism. They might fluff it up and tell you, oh, that was really good, and yeah, they'll say something to make themselves feel good, to that they can get past the embarrassment of whatever it is that they don't like about you. And I'm not saying in every group you're going to fit in, every person you're with, but the point is that it's really critical to seek out those people that you can actually hear give you feedback. You know, a lot of people may say really positive things to you, but you can't hear them for one reason or another. Could be that you think they're joking, could be that you think they're not being honest, could be, and they could very well be being honest. But if you can't hear it, then they're not the right person for you either. And maybe it'll be later that you can hear them. So, and sometimes that can be relatives. Relatives will try and tell you everything they think you need to know all at once, and it's crushing. So sometimes that's not the best scenario either. And you can have really good friends who can never tell you what you need to hear either. So coaches are really good sounding boards. They're, you know, I tell people I'm not the coach for everyone because I'm I'm not always your cheerleader. I'm going to tell you, you know, what I see and what I hear and where the discrepancies are. So and you know, my style is tempered to a certain degree, but sometimes to some people it's not soft enough. And I don't want to be the coach for everybody. Again, that's me standing up for me, because I see things in people that people can't see in themselves, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it all the time. So anyway, so back to when you fail, you know, how do you see the feedback that is presented to you? Like I was able to see this morning, is the feedback that was presented to me was, okay, I failed, and that's good because I've learned some lessons. And the lesson is in this particular instance, is that I need to put myself in places where I'm seen, where I'm heard, where I'm recognized for being who I am and for my talent and expertise. And that is not everywhere. And everybody is not going to like me. And that is, you know, a 10-year-old's belief in the world. It's not reality. Everybody is not going to like you. And everybody is not going to think your stuff is awesome. And I think a lot of times it's good to hear that, because then you realize that you need to seek out those people who are going to appreciate you and who are going to like you. And if you're in business, you know, it's critical, especially if you're an entrepreneur, it's critical that you understand who your best customer is and what your demographic looks like. Because if you keep trying to go after everybody in your business or in your life, you're going to be sorely dissatisfied, unhappy, and burnt out, and afraid of rejection. Because if you're trying to go down and get everybody to like you, you know, I was in sales for many years, and not every salesperson sells like me. As a matter of fact, very few people sell like me. You know, I tell people, I'm a girl. I feel like a girl. I've been criticized for that before. I also sell like a woman. I don't sell like a man. And so a lot of people are not going to be sold by me. And it took me a long time to understand that too. Because I never wanted to be in sales, because I felt like the dirty, slimy used car salesman. Not to take one profession and pick on it, but everybody seems to understand that. The idea is that when you show up as yourself and you get to be yourself, then you're going to attract the people that you need to in your life, and you're going to attract the customers that you need to in your business, and you're going to attract the friends that are right for you. But until you're actually true to who you are, which is what took me so many years, it's hard to be able to understand that not everybody's going to like you. And it's harder to take the rejection when you realize that they don't dislike you for your talent or your, they may just dislike you. And that's okay, because just like I'm not the person for everybody, you're not the person for everybody either. So I want to end this with, you know, go and be yourself and put yourself in places where you're going to be accepted for being who you are. And you're going to attract the people who are quirky like you, if you're quirky. If you're a staid, conservative person, then you're going to attract those kind of people, and that's good for you. So, stand up and be yourself today and see what happens. I dare you. I double dare you. This is Ginger Black signing off. Until next time, work insanity, workinsanity.com.